perhaps we have a few minutes. Why don't we sing together? Number 75 in our book. And then maybe we'll take 5 minutes or so. You can stay as long as you want, but we'll take 5 minutes or so just to pray. And you can pray out loud or you can pray silently. And then I'll dismiss us. But here, Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Teach me to feel that you are always here. Teach me the struggles of the soul to bear, to check the rising doubt, the rebel sigh. Teach me the patience of unanswered prayer. Teach me to love thee. And you see these different prayers that we can pray. Oh God, would you teach me? Put it in my heart to pray that I might love you more as you have commanded me to love you. Let's sing number 75 together.
Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Win it from earth through all its pulses move. Stoop to my weakness, mighty as thou.
Hallelujah, Jesus. The soil of our hearts be good soil, Heavenly Father, to receive.
Yes, Lord.
We need you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, purify our hearts. Renew our strength, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let us have the heart of you, Lord. Refill our oil. Refill our cup, Lord. We seek you.
Yes.
For these 2 weeks, Lord, we seek you.
Yes. Come.
We only want you. Only by your strength, Lord.
Yes. Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. We need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
fill my cup, Lord, with more of you. Fill my cup, Lord, with desire for you, desire for revival, desire, oh God, for the blessings that come from above, Lord. Cast out every idol, oh God. Cast down every idol in our hearts, oh God. Hallelujah. Make us pure and holy, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and
intercessors.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Lord, we pray, do something, we ask, in thy precious name. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and your
sang before, the Father hears him pray, his dear anointed one. He cannot turn away. the presence of his Son. The writer to the Hebrews tells us that Jesus is able to save to the uttermost all those who come to him because he ever lives to make intercession for them. And that uttermost can be anything. Sometimes we think it just means the ends of the world, and it does. But it can mean the uttermost of wherever we find ourselves today. The uttermost of our sickness, the uttermost of our sin, the uttermost of our depression or anxiety, whatever it is, Jesus has been to the uttermost for us. And because he has been to the uttermost, he can save us at our uttermost. And so, Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your Son, that he ever lives to intercede for us.
Yes.
We pray that you would help us to pray here on earth, yes, to intercede in the way that Jesus intercedes for us in heaven, to come before you, to give you no rest. Would you make us a people who watch and pray, that we would watch and be on guard against the sin that so easily besets us, and that we would run to you, our defense, our stronghold. That we would watch and be on the lookout for the many ways in which you want to bless your people and pour out your Spirit on your people. And would you place that cry in our hearts as we've heard, oh, rend the heavens, come down. There is no distance too far. You have been to the uttermost. Oh, would you come and would you meet us right where we are? Would you bless your people? Would you bless your church? Would you bless this camp? We place ourselves in your hands, and we pray and we would ask that you would accomplish your perfect will and way among your people this day. Be with us as we go through this day. Would you help us to walk in your presence, united to you, drawing from the life of your resurrected Son. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
It was night upon the waters, where life's billows toss and roll. I must keep the watch by burning on the sands upon the shore. 'Tis my Lord who loves the sin sick, who has made this duty mine.
I'm a wolf
in the keeping of this gleam of light divine. I'm a watchman in the night. I'm a keeper of the light. For the wanderers returning, I must keep the watch fire burning. I'm a watchman. I must keep the watch.
common.
So wonderful the way God draws us in his mercy to himself. We sing, "Nearer, my child, to me, come nearer, come nearer." That's the heart of our Father. He invites us always to come to him and to receive as his children. What provisions are ours? What a abundant provision is ours to come and to feast at the table has been set before us. So as we go through this day, let's be aware of all that is there for us to take, to receive. And God is so good. We have dinner at 12:30 and then prayer at 4 this afternoon. Let's be expecting God to continue to work in a mighty way among us in these days. God bless you all.